next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's dicey.
The roads are bad.
If people just slow down.
Process matters.
It's just so convenient. I mean, it's hard to beat that.
Make sure that your digital hygiene is up to snuff.
Puts us in the spirit. It's a good tradition to have.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Winter's wallop. Good afternoon. Welcome aboard. Old Man Winter delivered a knockout punch to New York and Pennsylvania today.
Massive nightmare. Ice everywhere.
The Northeast in recovery mode after a massive storm clobbered the region. Over a foot of the white stuff on the ground in central New York and north central Pennsylvania. PennDOT's James May.
Every vehicle that we have that can be out on the roads is out on the roads.
Travel proved difficult today for much of the motoring public trying to get home from the Thanksgiving holiday.
I just shut down. You know, it's not worth killing somebody. Sorry. I've seen a bunch of accidents, so that's scary.
Dicey indeed. Winter storm warnings continue through 7 tonight. Governor Cuomo declaring a state of emergency near the state capitol, the National Guard on standby, and travel restrictions in place in several parts of Pennsylvania. President Trump on his way to London, England today for a NATO summit. He'll also meet with the Queen at Buckingham Palace. Before departing, he took shots at House Democrats and their ongoing impeachment investigation.
They're getting killed in their own district. I think it's going to be a tremendous boon for the Republicans. Republicans have never, ever been so committed as they are right now and so united.
The impeachment inquiry now in the hands of the House Judiciary Committee, which holds its first hearing Wednesday.
Here's my problem with what's going to happen this week. They're going to call some constitutional law professors, some so-called experts, to come in and say, oh, I think it's appropriate to impeach the president under these circumstances. Everybody knows how they're going to vote.
Former U.S. Attorney Guy Lewis.
Process matters. Procedure matters. That's why they're losing numbers in front of the American people who are the jury. People understand what happened here, and whether that's an impeachable offense, I don't need some professor from law school to tell me yes or no. The American people get it.
The House is expected to draft articles of impeachment before the Christmas holiday. An American professor was one of the witnesses to Friday's knife attack on the London Bridge.
UCLA professor Breon Bain was there.
You know, I saw people die. You know, I saw things that I'm never going to be able to unsee.
He describes people in the conference hall trying to barricade the door to convicted terrorist Usman Khan.
Folks were pushing back at the door. He was swinging knives at the door.
Bain would later learn that his main contact at the conference, whom he'd been looking forward to meeting, was the first victim, Jack Merritt, who died trying to protect his colleagues. Bain tweeting, "Be grateful for every day."
Correspondent Vicky Barker, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a gun control case today for the first time in nearly a decade. Protesters on both sides of the gun debate gathered outside the high court. The justices listened to a challenge to a New York City law that restricted gun owners from carrying outside the city.
This new conservative majority on the court is going to have a problem with these restrictions on gun ownership. But since the case began, New York changed the law and repealed these rules.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Google refusing to explain why it removed more than 300 ads from the Trump campaign. CBS's 60 Minutes discovered the ads were pulled off of Google and YouTube while working on a story about hate speech.
The Trump campaign was pretty effective in figuring out these platforms and trying to use it to their benefit after Barack Obama used it to his benefit twice. And Google employees even bragged that they helped Obama with his digital campaign. And now you have the Trump campaign that's figured some things out themselves, and they're trying to stop them. And I think the American people won't put up with this.
Conservative activist Matt Schlapp. Millions of shoppers glued to their phones and computers today looking for Cyber Monday deals.
Once I get home, I'm just going to jump on the computer and start doing, starting on the Christmas shopping.
Because it's just so convenient. You can do it anywhere, anytime, and have it delivered next day. I mean, it's hard to beat that.
More from correspondent Scott Pringle.
Retail analysts are forecasting a 20% increase in online sales compared to last year's Cyber Monday. $9.4 billion to be spent. And a chunk of that will be on Amazon.
Today is basically our Super Bowl. We plan for this day all year long.
Amazon spokesperson Kelsey Frederick.
If there's a particular deal that you're interested in, specifically a lightning deal, on the Amazon app, you can go to watch a deal and you can set a notification for when that deal is going to go live, and you'll actually get a notification on your phone.
Target, Walmart, and other big chains all offering deep discounts online. Scott Pringle, New York.
Google's Justin Burr talks about ways to protect yourself while shopping online today.
There's a lot of personal information being exchanged during the holiday season, your credit card information, your home address. What you want to do, have a recovery email and phone number set up with whatever account. So if there's any suspicious activity, you can get an update. You can find all those tips at google.com/security. You can even go through an exercise to make sure that your digital hygiene is up to snuff.
For the record, there are 6 fewer shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year than there were last year. A lot of you spent the past weekend Christmas tree shopping.
Puts us in the spirit. It's a good tradition to have.
It is a tradition. The boys pick out the Christmas tree.
So how do you pick out that perfect tree?
It's just got to be full around all sides.
And if you want a live Christmas tree this year, the experts say don't wait till the last minute. A national Christmas tree shortage means fewer evergreens and a heftier price tag, too. Well, this year's Christmas theme at the White House celebrates patriotism. It's entitled The Spirit of America. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a short video produced by the White House, First Lady Melania Trump is seen walking through the main floor of the executive mansion amid Christmas trees with white lights. The traditional gingerbread White House is on display in the state dining room. In the east wing, there's a Christmas tree dedicated to Gold Star families. Outside, wreaths with red bows are hanging on every window.
The gingerbread house, by the way, constructed with 325 pounds of dough, 35 pounds of chocolate, and 25 pounds of icing. Ever wonder what the most annoying Christmas song of all time is? Well, we have the winner, or should we say the loser.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Mariah Carey's 1994 Christmas classic ranked the most annoying Christmas song ever in a survey conducted by a British phone company. Whatever floats your boat, I guess. Well, still to come on the 5 o'clock report, the Bills Steelers in prime time, the latest on the winter storm, and Wegmans hosted a job fair today.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For the evening hours, some additional snow in eastern Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York, heading from Binghamton east and down across Route 17. Elsewhere and otherwise, any flurries fading, skies partially clearing, low temps in the mid-teens to the mid-20s. Sunshine and some clouds tomorrow in the 30s, cloudy with flurries, brisk breezes Wednesday in the 30s, and again, some local lake snows coming in for late Wednesday into Thursday and Friday.
All right, Kevin Williams working hard at the Weather Center, recapping our top story, a messy Monday out there as folks dig out from a monster storm. Winter storm warning in effect for another couple hours or so.
Yesterday was terrible. Everything was covered in ice.
The ice was all over the place when I woke up, you know, slipping and sliding in the car, so it was pretty hectic out there.
One person was killed this morning in a weather-related accident in the Rochester, New York suburb of Greece. The driver slid off the road and hit a tree. 2 passengers were critically injured.
It's dicey.
The roads were bad.
If people just slow down.
And just be careful, because I've been in a couple of accidents, and black ice is not fun.
Give yourself plenty of braking distance as well. Thousands of power outages being reported today across the Twin Tiers. The Pennsylvania Game Commission investigating a video that shows 2 kids from Brookville abusing a deer. The youth on the tape seen kicking the animal after shooting it, then ripping off the antlers. Brookville residents have mixed feelings about the video.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I've never seen anything like that.
We're in Redneckville, Pennsylvania. People go possum stomping. It's nothing different than that. It's wrong, yes, but you can't control other people.
The Pennsylvania Game Commission calls the video reprehensible and is still deciding what charges to file. A new law takes effect next year in New York. It closes a loophole that allowed telemarketers to call you even if your phone number was on the do not call list. Governor Cuomo signed the Nuisance Call Act today. It mandates telemarketers get your written permission before being allowed to share or sell information about you. State Senator Chris Jacobs.
I think that we will
continually have to look at new legislation because this industry continues to find other ways to get around laws to continue to bother our constituents.
Grocery giant Wegmans hosting a job fair today at its store on McKinley Parkway in Blaisdell, New York.
We've got customer service type positions. These are year-round positions, part-time positions.
Wegmans spokeswoman Michelle Mahaffey says anyone interested can apply online. Walk-ins are welcome, too.
We've done these events before in the past, and they have been successful. So we kind of thought, why not make it easy for people who are interested in working at Wegmans, host a hiring event at one store, it's kind of like one-stop shopping, if you will.
The job fair runs through 7 o'clock tonight at the Blaisdell Wegmans in Western New York. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf wants Major League Baseball to rethink a restructuring plan that would affect three minor league teams in the state. He wrote a letter to the commissioner of Big League Baseball today expressing concern about the impact this plan would have on the Erie Seawolves, the Williamsport Crosscutters, and the State College Spikes. The restructuring proposal would lead to 42 teams being dropped from the minor leagues after the 2020 season. The Bills-Steelers game this month has been moved to primetime.
The Buffalo Bills will have another primetime appearance in 2 weeks when they play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. The Week 15 game will air on Channel 2 December 15th. The Bills are coming off a huge Thanksgiving Day win in Dallas against the Cowboys. The primetime game, originally slated between the Houston Texans and Minnesota Vikings, is now a 4:05 p.m. start. It's the first Sunday Night Football game for the Bills since 2007. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
All right, Dee, looking forward to that. Looking forward next to your nightly market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. The closing numbers from Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks fell today as investors digested disappointing manufacturing data along with the latest trade news. The Dow was down 265 points, the NASDAQ dropped 97, and the S&P 500 was down 27. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thanks, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend and a wonderful day of worship on the first Sunday in Advent, the season leading up to Christmas. Well, even as yearly shopping season gets underway, let's linger a while around the idea of Thanksgiving. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 126, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." As followers of Jesus, I believe giving thanks should be a natural overflow of our lives. So I have a suggestion. During these weeks leading up to Christmas, make giving thanks a bigger part of your life. Take time throughout the day to say simply, "Thank you, Lord." It's a small thing, but it'll make a big difference in your life and in your sense of peace during this special season.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org. Write it down, MoneyWise.org.
Vikings, Seahawks, Monday Night Football, Sonny.
Yeah, Seattle's won 4 in a row to improve to 9-2. They're a half game behind the Niners in the NFC West. Minnesota, 8-3, half game behind the Packers in the NFC North, including the postseason. The Seahawks have won 5 straight over the Vikings. Jaguars said, "Thank you, Nick Foles, but we're going to go with Gardner Minshew for the rest of the season." Foles, since he's come back from that broken left collarbone, the Jags have lost 3 straight games under his quarterback. Ouch. Auburn's been fined $250,000. By the SEC after fans rushed to the field following the Tigers' 48-45 Iron Bowl victory over Alabama. It's their fourth violation, thus the $250,000 fine. Basketball, Louisville, number one in the AP poll for the first time in 6 years. Michigan matched the biggest jump in 70 years, going from unranked to number 4.
Wow.
And remember, Carmelo Anthony says, "Just give me a chance." Well, he's making news, a noise for the Portland Trailblazers. Melo has been named the NBA's Western Conference Player of the Week.
Out.
For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolfiette.
Old timers can still do it, Sonny.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The storm system that delivered the snow and lots of it to parts of the Southern Finger Lakes and the Northern Tier counties of Pennsylvania from Mansfield East, well, that's gradually moving away, and clearing skies will settle in for a return to the sun tomorrow. But it will still be a tough go this evening, especially across parts of far eastern Pennsylvania. Travelers, take note. Now, later in the week, an Arctic front will arrive. That's going to initiate some lake snows. So here's our forecast for the evening hours. Some additional snow in eastern Pennsylvania and the eastern southern tier of New York heading from Binghamton east and down across Route 17. Elsewhere and otherwise, any flurries fading, skies partially clearing, low temps in the mid-teens to the mid-20s. Sunshine and some clouds tomorrow in the 30s, cloudy with flurries, brisk breezes Wednesday in the 30s, and again, some local lake snows coming in for late Wednesday into Thursday and Friday.
All right, Kevin, thank you. And finally at 5, the wait is over. A Cincinnati Bengals fan who made a pact to sleep on the roof of his restaurant until his team won a game, well, he finally got to sleep in his own bed last night.
Just glad it's over, really.
Yeah.
I was stuck. I thought I was going to be up here all season.
Yeah, he did. Jeff Lanham spent 57 nights on the roof of his Hog Rock Cafe in Milan, Indiana. He made a promise this season that he would live on the rooftop of that restaurant until his Bengals won a game. They finally got it done Sunday against the New York Jets. The now 1-11 Bengals take on the in-state rival Cleveland Browns next weekend.
Yeah, I will never make a bet like that. Never, ever.
Have you seen his accommodations? That the tent he lived in, not too bad. I could spend a few days, few weeks up there.